Tropical storm Laura intensified into a hurricane this morning as it spins toward the Gulf Coast. People in parts of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate. And it was a close call with tropical storm Marco, which has been downgraded to a tropical depression. Marco made landfall yesterday near the mouth of the Mississippi River, dumping heavy rain. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, welcome back. It has been a busy week for people who follow the weather. What's happening now with Laura? What's the latest?
Yeah, good afternoon, Peter. Laura is a significant threat to the upper coast, upper southeast coast of Texas, southwestern Louisiana. It is entering an environment over the Gulf of Mexico that is ripe for intensification and possibly rapid intensification. So this will be likely a significant landfall of a major hurricane. That's the official forecast from the National Hurricane Center about 36 to 48 hours from now. So that would place it about tomorrow night. We're talking about winds possibly up to 115 miles per hour and a life-threatening storm surge stretching anywhere from Houston, Texas to potentially Lake Charles, Louisiana.
I was just going to say, it looks like parts of Houston have been included in that warning. We know this is a city that's prone to flooding, serious flooding at times. How much potential damage are we looking at along the coast?
Well, residents of Houston and all the surrounding areas, especially that experienced the catastrophe from Hurricane Harvey, this is a much different storm. Harvey was mostly a flooding rain threat and inland flooding concern. This is going to potentially bring catastrophic wind damage to portions of the coast where it moves ashore, in addition to life-threatening storm surge. And remember, Houston is still within that margin of error, that cone of uncertainty. Roughly at 36 hours from now, the average forecast airs on the track are about 60 nautical miles. So that places Houston still within the realm of possibility of a direct hit. Also remember, the intensity forecasts this far out are still roughly 10 to 15 miles per hour in terms of the wind speed. So this still could intensify further, and the greater Houston area, and especially the eastern side of that metro area, could take a direct hit from Hurricane Laura.
What about New Orleans, another city that's prone to flooding? You mentioned Louisiana.
Yeah, there's a storm surge watch there, meaning there's not a lot of confidence that there would be life-threatening storm surge, but it is possible because of the long fetch of wind over the water and the direction of that wind moving in. And the water levels are already still pretty elevated from Marco, so some minor storm surge flooding is possible in the greater New Orleans area. But by far, the deeper storm surge, and we're talking potentially 9 to 13 feet, will occur in southwestern Louisiana, west of the intercoastal city.
So your message to people in the path of this storm, how urgent is it?
Well, today is the day to finish preparations. If you're in danger of storm surge, listen to local authorities, get out, evacuate. If you are not told to evacuate, especially considering the ongoing pandemic, and you know your building codes and how strong your home is to withstand the winds, consider staying put. And of course, today's the last day to finish construction on the home, repairs, any kind of preparations need to be completed today. Tropical storm winds could be arriving in southeast Texas, southwest Louisiana by midday tomorrow.
So this is very serious, but you know, I guess it could have been worse, because just a few days ago, forecasters were worried that two hurricanes could make landfall this week along the Gulf Coast. Luckily, as we said, Marco kind of faded as it made its landfall yesterday, but it did bring a lot of rain. I mean, is this still a dangerous 1-2 punch?
Yes, the impacts from Marco, thankfully, were a little spread further to the east. So residents of southwest Louisiana have experienced very little from Marco. This is now all about Hurricane Laura. It would be the sixth tropical system to make landfall this season already, which would break a record for how early this is occurring. But Laura is a significant threat, far and above all the other storms that we've had this season. This could be a major hurricane at landfall.
Okay, so we're going to keep a close eye on that in the next 24 hours. But what's ahead after that? Do you see anything else out there in the Atlantic that you've got your eye on?
Well, thankfully, the tropics are entering what I would call just a brief lull in activity after Laura makes landfall, but we are still approaching the peak of the season, and conditions are still favorable for multiple storms and potentially strong hurricanes as well this year.
All right, Jeff Huffman, long day ahead for you, director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, thanks very much, and we will keep in touch as this storm, Hurricane Laura, it appears, gets ready to make landfall. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.